Another transplant to Canadian soil is Elizabeth Raum, who was born in New Hampshire but has lived in Canada for many years. She is both principal oboist with the Regina Symphony Orchestra and an associate composer of the Canadian Music Center. She earned her Bachelor of Music in Oboe Performance at the Eastman School of Music, her Master of Music in Composition from the University of Regina, and in May of 2004 she was awarded an honorary doctorate in Humane Letters from Mount St. Vincent University in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Her works have been heard throughout North America, Europe, South America, China, Japan, and Russia, and have been broadcast extensively on the CBC. She has also written for film and video and has won awards for the scores to several films. An extremely prolific composer, her works include 3 operas, over 60 chamber pieces, 17 vocal works, choral works including an oratorio, several ballets, concerti, and major orchestral works. She had a long, fruitful artistic association with the tubist John Griffiths, one of Canada's leading brass soloists. When Griffiths was invited to solo with the U.S. Army Band, known as Pershing's Own, at their tuba conference in January 2000, he asked Raum to write a new concerto specifically for that event. He gave the composer a biography of General Black Jack Pershing in order to put a human face on this man who had become a legend. This became the original inspiration for the Pershing Concerto. At the same time, the composer's husband, Richard, had asked her to write a piece for euphonium and piano for him to play in a recital at the University of Regina. She decided to write a 3-movement concerto, first for this combination, and then to rewrite it for Griffiths to play on the tuba with band accompaniment, and finally to reorchestrate it for him to play with the Regina Symphony Orchestra. This final version is the one recorded by Griffiths and the orchestra of the Capella of St. Petersburg, which is what we'll hear now.